This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. All right, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, on my trimmers, right? Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes with titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil, And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom. We got a lot to talk about this week.
Okay, let's start off with what happened last week.
Right.
Fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought, bro, I don't know if you noticed this, okay? But when I was watching the fight, it's a good crowd. But when they came out for the ring entrances, bro, did you notice how kind of like the entourage was kind of like getting in the fighters' ways when they were walking out?
Yeah.
Like the trainer, okay, of what's his name? Garcia's trainer was like a step ahead of him on the left a little bit. And
right.
So Garcia, like bro, when you bring the fighter out, I thought the thing was like the fighter leads the entourage is behind
right.
him.
Right.
Both camps, these guys were like trying to get in front of the guys and stuff. That's just a little thing I noticed, and you noticed it too, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was just like an awkward, two very awkward entrances. Like these guys were kind of like maybe the moment was too big for them. Like, you know, I don't know, but I thought that was very entertaining. But bro, that guy just sat. The Davis just literally just sat back and just waited for a few good shots, and he hit him with literally just a few good shots, and that was enough to win the fight. I mean, I don't know what Garcia would have done if the guy had put some pressure on him. Well, what did you think? What did you see? I thought it was a weak finish.
I think that Tank knew Ryan was going to come in crazy because he's young and he's nervous and he's never been in a big fight, and he was correct. This reminded me a little bit of when Canelo fought Floyd Mayweather, and you knew he was fighting him too young, but after the fight, you were like, all right, I expected him to lose because he didn't have the experience, but this guy's really going to be good. Now, the problem with Ryan Garcia is we can't really tell how good he is because you're right. Tank Davis just waited in the cut and he just worked him to the body. He let this guy, you know, overswing, and then he caught him with a great liver shot. And one of the big scuttlebutts going around in boxing, which is nothing new, this happens all the time, is that they had heard that he had been dropped while sparring by a liver shot. So they were looking for that opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
And that happens a lot. Yeah, that happens a lot. Fighting camps will talk to each other and go, hey, this guy got dropped by a left hook. You know, he doesn't have a good chin. He gasses easy. So camps are always exchanging info. Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you this. It just reminded me of round 9 of the first Gotti Ward fight. Like, Gotti is literally the only fighter I've seen survive a liver shot in the fight and kept fighting. Like, every other guy that I've seen hit with a liver shot goes down and they never get back up.
You mean the Gotti versus...
Gotti versus Ward, round 9. Go back and watch it.
Gotti versus Ward. You're right. I remember that.
It's the greatest round of all time, but Gotti gets dropped.
That is one of the greatest rounds of all time.
And he gets back up, and he's up, but he's like crouched over, and you can tell he's still in agony from the liver shot.
Right.
But he
literally was still throwing punches. Yeah.
Right. And then he got his wind. He got like he was getting hit for like another 30 seconds.
He even hit him with a liver shot. Even Gotti hit the other guy with a liver shot. Yeah.
Right. So the funny thing about that was, is like I watched, you go and watch Gotti. Okay, And that round nine, and he gets with the liver shot. You look at the anguish on his face, right?
Yeah.
Bro, and then I just watched Garcia, and he just, like, got hit with the liver shot. He was down. He had a little anguish in his face. And then he didn't make it up at 10. But then at, like, 11, he just kind of stood up and walked to his corner. You know?
Maybe he knew he was done. Yeah, maybe he knew he was – maybe he knew, wow, I can tell that I'm in with somebody more experienced. Yep. There's a good chance he might knock me out. Let me take this money. I win seven, you know, because if you remember, Bernard Hopkins hit Oscar De La Hoya with a similar liver shot.
Right.
And
he
never got up.
Yeah.
And Oscar was a fighter, bro. Yeah.
So that let me tell you what,
this was a fight that they talked me into the fight. Cause when it was first, when we were going back and forth, I kept thinking, Garcia's overrated. Dave is going to destroy him. But they talked me into the fight, bro. The fight was like $85.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. And they got a very, very, very successful fight. Bro, it generated like over 3 million searches on Google. This is what blew my mind. That's 10 times what WrestleMania searches.
Really?
How wild is that? Yes.
Wow. Yeah, had a lot of buzz. And the thing was, I think those guys showed a lot of respect to each other after the fight because they know it's like, we got paid. You know, we made a
super
lot of money tonight, right? Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, we're young. We just got paid a fortune. Right. Let's see, give us
they're probably getting preliminary numbers while they're in the dressing. Bro, you're going to make 20 million, let's say, right?
Right.
They're already going out there happy. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it, that gamesmanship, too, with the thing where they said they were doing a double. They're putting up
in the post conference, because I saw it, they brought that up to what's this guy's name, to Davis. They were like, hey, you guys made this bet, are you gonna make him pay up? He goes, nah, man, he can keep the money. Paid, bro.
All right. So let's talk
and let me just say one last thing. What was beautiful about Davis for boxing fans is side to side, beautiful, moving, relaxed, weighted and countered. It was just beautiful. Just he's a step above, and he's probably the biggest KO artist in the game right now.
Right. So the NBA they're foaming at the mouth because they have got ratings bonanzas coming up. Okay.
Right.
Perfect matchups. Knicks and Heat. It's like one of the best rivalries in basketball. Old school. Pat Riley. You know, remember Jeff Van Gundy tackled the guy on the leg, you know, when they used to fight each other and stuff all the time, you know. So they got the Knicks and the Heat, both like, bro, Jimmy Butler just completely punked Giannis. That was like just a grown man just treating a guy like a child, like a mental beatdown, you know.
But let me, before we finish, I want to remember the 1990s Starks, Ewing, Mourning, Oakley, the fights.
Yes.
Bro. And so you got an old-fashioned rivalry, and you've got another one because Boston and Philadelphia, their rivalry goes way back. Sidney Moncrief, Daryl Dawkins, you know, that whole Dr. J.
Right.
He was fighting with Larry Bird. I mean, that, you know, yeah.
Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements and you, our faithful K100 fan, have been proven it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife Mickey James were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress. Shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySubs.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case that of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping... We're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you
think they appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, the NBA is just sitting on this gold mine, and not to mention, they're sitting on the next gold mine here with freaking, if the Golden State and then the Lakers advance.
Okay, but let me go back a minute, because Charles Barkley said that that's the best performance he's ever seen since he's been doing TV. Bro, I wrote this down because I couldn't believe this. This is how clutch this guy is. Also remember his second, you know, nobody in the NBA, his second scoring option, which is Tyler Hero, is out with a broken hand, right? Okay. So listen to this. Since the start of the 2020 playoffs, that's 3 years, he has had more 7 40-point games in the postseason. Okay. Than he's had it in the regular season. In the regular season, he's had 8 40-point games in his entire career. And right. In 3 years, he's had 8 40-point games.
Bro, he literally turns into like a top five NBA player when the playoffs
start. How incredible was that shot that he made at the end when he was falling down to go into overtime? Wait a minute. Love had fouled out. Bam Adebayo had fouled out. And Laurie had fouled out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and like, you're sitting there going, like, what do you call it? Like, you think, okay, the Suns have Durant and Booker.
Right.
You know, the Lakers have, you know, LeBron. You know, and then you're looking, you know, the Sixers have Embiid and Harden. But you're going, like, yeah, but the Heat have Jimmy Butler.
Right.
You know, who's like, right. he's like Thanos.
They rally yeah. around him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two games were two of the most incredible games I've ever seen. And, here's another thing. They beat Milwaukee at home, and they were a number 8 seed against a team with the best record.
They're playing it. They looked like shit against – the Hawks beat the piss out of them the first playoff game. Remember the first playing game? They had to win at home. They had to win another game just to get in, and then they punked those guys.
Right.
And like so, my Hawks.
That's
game,
true.
Yeah, let's
that's
talk true. About the Hawks and the Celtics. We gave you a run, and I said at the beginning of this series, well, on my friends at work, we were talking about this. I think I'm even said on the show. I said Boston probably won 4-2 because the Hawks got Trae Young who can show up, and they got a good bench, so they gave them some problems.
And they also got Javonte Murray.
Yeah, and so even in that game, the Murray was out when he was suspended. Bro, that's like some. That's all you. The playoffs are so unbelievable because, like, because it means so much, right? A team can have like a 10-point lead at the snap of a finger. Like 2 minutes later, the game can be tied. You know, and that's like Trae Young. They were down by 13 points, ready to get eliminated against the Celtics. Okay,
right.
6.5 minutes left in the game. At the 6.5 minute mark, they were down by 13 points. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds left, they were down by one.
Yeah.
He went off on a
shooting display, shooting from every corner of that fucking court except half court and almost that.
Yeah.
And let me just say another thing, bro. Let me tell you somebody that's been disappointing in the playoffs, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Oh, he's terrible. He's never been good in the playoffs. Yeah.
He did not. No, he's been good, but he didn't show up this year.
Yeah, he didn't show up. He doesn't show up in elimination games. He just gets beat, you know? So.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting. Philadelphia and Boston, love, you know, tons of talent. Those are going to be high-scoring games. Knicks and Heat are going to be a slugfest. We got the Suns and Denver is going to be, you know, you got Joke. We'll see if Jokic, we'll see if he's the MVP. I think Phoenix is going to win the NBA championship. And I actually bet them. Yeah, I bet them.
I'm just afraid they've been playing Durant too much.
Right. And then next week's talks, the next series, we don't know what the next series yet as we're recording this because it's Friday night. Yeah. I'm actually watching Boston and Philadelphia, and Boston just tied the game back up. It's 1-1, by the way. So, Conan.
What up?
I've been training, and I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking, I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it, there's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great. And you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All 3 of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
let me just say, game six between Memphis and LA tonight's gonna be fire.
Yeah.
What a great series that's been, right?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to get real quick to hockey. Your boys wrapped it up last night.
Yeah, the first team to wrap it up, too. They were like the only team.
And they lost. And it's funny because they lost the first game, right?
Got killed.
And then they won the next. Yeah.
Yeah. They got a little bit lucky, too, because like Winnipeg's second best player got hurt. They had a couple injuries, but we were just a dominant team. You know, we now, were obviously the better team. So
I hate Toronto, but you've got to feel bad for them. They score first.
I do not feel bad for them. You know why?
Okay, all right. Tell me why.
Because of Tuggles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you want to see Tuggle be here. Yeah.
And Cage too. Cage and Edge. They had a tweet. Yeah. They were at the game the other night. And when Toronto actually won,
in their grief. You're much like me in that sense.
Well, it's funny. I think it's funny how often Toronto has had 3-1 leads in series and they lose the series, and we see it happening like because they're like, oh, maybe can this really happen again? Right. It's just fascinating to watch, you know? Right.
Right.
So,
bro, did you see that goal Bouchard with Bouchard hit that slap shot off the fucking Hyman's face in the Edmonton game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was crazy, right?
Bro, if he would have moved his face, they would have taken out his teeth.
Yeah, a Golden Knights guy last night got hit right square in the visor. The guy had a visor over his face.
Right.
And a guy had a shot right in front of him and hit him right square in the visor. They hit him right square in the middle of the middle of the nose with the
Bro, I can't believe Boston lost to Florida in Boston. It was a back-and-forth game. Bergeron came back. You know, he's our all-time leading scorer in the playoffs. And he actually scored one, but we lost in overtime. I was so fucking pissed.
Yeah. So we'll see a lot of these. There's nothing really settled, so we really can't preview anything coming up. But we'll just see what happens next week when we'll talk about some of those. Maybe we'll have Teddy Irvin on next week.
Yeah, he would be good to bring back. Yeah, and let me just tell you something about football. Aaron Rodgers signs with the Jets. In his press conference, he goes, he's not there to be a savior. Bro, I got news for you. Newsflash. That's why they're hiring you, to be the savior. Am I right?
He doesn't understand. It's like, dude, the Jets suck. If you are not there to make the Jets from not stop sucking, then you're not there for the right reason, because they want to not suck. You know, they want to go to the playoffs. If you can't get them to the playoffs, you're a failure. You know, so that's – And the odds are kind of pointing towards that too. So,
you know what I didn't know about because you know how Matt Ryan didn't do a good job in Indy, so they picked up Richardson, right?
Right.
And they're saying that he might have the best combine workout a quarterback has ever had, as far as like the 40-yard dash. I think he set like a record in the vertical jump and the broad jump. And they say he's got a cannon of an arm, but they say that the problem with him is his mechanics. He's not very accurate.
Bro, he got drafted way too high for the fourth pick. I mean, there's other options out there. You could have gotten free agency, like serviceable backups. But like, bro, the number four pick in the draft, like two picks after, you know, two and three picks after Young and Stroud, that's like, he's not even in that time zone. Bro, this guy had like a 60-yard passing game last year. Like, where he was missing everybody and stuff. You can't do that. It's like in the NFL, you got to be like a stud,
You had picked Stroud number one, he went number two, and I had picked Young number one, he went number one.
Right.
And I'm just thinking that they both had workouts and they thought Bryce was the better guy, but Stroud is a stud. And bro, what Houston pulled off, how incredible was that?
Yeah, and everybody loved – they look just smart. I mean, they're going to get better quick, you know?
Bro, the Eagles got a fucking stud in Carter.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get fucked up – off-field issues, and the Eagles love the fucking Georgia Bulldogs. They drafted another guy from Georgia.
Well, and that's the type of town that doesn't care if you're a troublemaker.
Right.
You know, like Philly's Allen Iverson, the Broad Street Bullies.
Raiders,
Yeah. They've got that like mentality, right? So,
Carter, right?
Yeah, Jalen
Carter.
Yeah, Steele. The guy they were talking about when the guy was during the regular season, that he was the potential number one pick in the draft. Now he gets in an accident, a car accident, supposedly like the way, you know, the typical Georgia law, you know, the guy plays football, he'll probably get off.
Bro, the Eagles got another stud from Georgia, Nolan Smith.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt to draft a bunch of Georgia boys, you know?
Nah.
I'm very happy with the Hawks pick of Bijan Robinson, this guy looks incredible. This Texas running back that they got, number 8.
Okay,
everybody,
Let me ask you a question. They say he's a generational talent and he's incredible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why did you pick him up if your rookie guy, Algier, had a good season?
No, because you need, in the NFL, you need 2 and 3 running backs.
Okay.
You know, like perfect example. Detroit's got DeAndre
David
Swift.
David Montgomery and Swift.
And
they picked Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama.
And like the 15th pick of the draft.
Right.
You know, so it's like, bro, you need, because the thing is, there's not a lot.
You're right. You're right.
Because I think a lot of these teams that want to win know it's like, okay, look, if we lose our first string running back, which can happen to any team in the league and happens frequently, we don't want to be out of the playoff picture.
Right.
It's like we got plenty of ammo to back us up. And so I think that's kind of like what I think a lot of teams are thinking. They got to start running the ball again because the quarterbacks are getting hurt. You know, Tua's got concussion. Like,
well,
you see,
imagine
these quarterbacks
that
getting hurt.
Montgomery, Swift, and now this guy Gibbs.
Yeah, where the carries gonna go? You know, so but it could be interesting. But I'll see. You know, the rest of the draft is going on here. I don't really know. I haven't been keeping up with.
They didn't pick up the guy from Kentucky yet, right?
Oh, Will Levis now. Well, let me see if he's picked. I'm watching the draft now. I don't know if he's been. I don't even know he's been picked yet.
I was watching it earlier, and they just showed him like on a couch with his family, kind of pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're supposed to be drafted in the first 4 quarterbacks and you don't even get drafted in the first round, I'd probably be pissed too, because that's a lot of money you're missing out on.
What a perfect pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who'd they get?
They took Joey Porter Jr.
Yes.
Like Joey Porter's kid.
Yeah,
so that's like what a perfect Steeler pick, right?
Perfect pedigree,
okay,
right.
So I'm looking at this. Will Levis did go with the second pick in the second round to the Tennessee Titans. Very interesting.
Wow.
Very
so
interesting.
Jeff Jarrett must be happy.
Yeah.
Let me say something real quick. How surprising has it been for you in baseball, the Pirates in Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay not surprised, because there was like the analytics team, and you know they probably figured out with the pitch clock how they could game the system early, and you know they're doing something. Because they're way ahead of the curve, you know, with the new rules, you know. Yeah. So it's like, you know, all of a sudden there's a bunch of new rules, and like Tampa's a big metrics team. All of a sudden they're like
and
studs.
They had 20 plus games with a home run.
Right.
They had 14 consecutive home games where they won, you know.
Right.
Bro, that Cuban guy that showed out and when he played for Mexico, a Rosarena.
Uh-huh.
Remember he showed out in the World Baseball Classic?
Oh, yeah.
He's just ripping the cover off the ball.
Yeah,
bro. And let me just say one thing: you must be ecstatic. You got Strider, okay? Who's a fucking beast,
right? In fantasy baseball drafts, he was like a top 5 pitcher. So he's a stud, you know.
He's a stud. And then Elder, he's probably got the lowest ERA in the National League. I think Otani has the lowest in the American League.
Right.
And Morton's doing his thing. You got 3 good guys right there.
Yeah, we got Freed, Kyle.
Freed,
we got a great
Freed,
core.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strider, Freed, Kyle Wright, and who hasn't lost a regular season game in like for forever, and and Elder. It's a good solid, and our bullpen's all right, but our bullpen collapsed against the Marlins yesterday, so that was pretty.
Bro, and my Padres, Machado and Soto have been off to a super slow start.
Arizona is winning that division.
Yeah,
and you got the Dodgers and Padres. Everybody's 500.
Yeah.
It's like that always happens, though. Bro, these teams always get hyped. They
Way
get hyped
early,
up.
Right.
They know they're going to be good. They don't start playing till about mid-May, you know, and then they start get hit in a stride.
Right.
So we've seen this story before. Same thing with the Pirates. They've gotten up to good starts, but they always just come back to mediocrity. But I hope they do good this year, because I don't like it when teams consistently suck every single year. I like to see one or two
of them
turn around.
It's not good for baseball.
Around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Good point.
Cool.
All right. So that's been our sports. Thank you very much. If you got any comments, opinions, anything like that, send the K100Questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. Boom.
Are you sure we should keep doing sports? Because I heard there's no way it's going to succeed without a gambling expert on the show, you know?